Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's the late, great Marvin Gaye bringing us back. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Happy New Year, everybody. We're celebrating January 1st, 2014, live and in person here on the Small Business Advocate Show. And we're talking about the history of the date and of the celebration and of all things associated with our good friend Kenneth C. Davis. Ken is the author of Don't Know Much About History, Don't Know Much About Mythology, Don't Know Much About the American Presidents. You're starting to see the picture here. The new book is, Ken, is A Nation Rising. Is that the brand new one?
No, the latest book is Don't Know Much About the American Presidents.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Well,
I've got them all here, and I love them all. I mean, I'm a history nut, and as you know, Ken, and sometimes people just say, you know, they leave the history off, but... But anyway, these are all great books, folks. And also, I love telling people about your children's books that they might not know as much about. So they can find your children's books on wherever books are sold, too, can't they?
That's right. Or if you go to don'tknowmuch.com, it's my website. I don't sell anything there, but to find out more about
my books.
I did a series of children's books, including one about the presidents. Don't know much about the presidents.
And I bought them and gave them to my grandsons. And they're big hits.
And yeah, we do have a problem talking about history in this country because a lot of us, if we learned it right in the first place, have forgotten it. And so when our kids start to ask us questions, so it's a great way to have a conversation around the table.
Absolutely.
Whether it's about the presidents or about, you know, events in history. And that's the way we learn history and becomes meaningful. You have that conversation around the dinner table, and I find that parents and kids love the president's books, for instance, because parents learn something that they either forgot or never learned.
Absolutely.
You know, obviously it's aimed at very young readers, and
right.
It's just a fun way to introduce the idea of the presidents as people, and not just, you know, a face on a dollar
right.
bill.
I wanted to say one
thing about presidential history. I always like to remind people, because it is January 1st, it is the anniversary of the day in which the Emancipation Proclamation became official in 1863. So it's 151 years now.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, one of the most significant moments in American history.
Yep.
And still one of the most misunderstood, Jim, because people don't really understand what the Emancipation Proclamation, we think of Lincoln, the great emancipator.
Right.
But, in fact, the Emancipation Proclamation freed very few slaves. It only applied to slaves who were in the parts of the country that were the Confederacy. So Abraham Lincoln had no real power
The proclamation was only for the southern states, not for the slaves in the northern states?
It did not apply to the slaves in the four border states.
A lot of people, including myself, don't know that. Didn't know that. Yeah,
that's correct, because this was a military matter, essentially,
right.
that Lincoln was doing as commander in chief. He believed he had the power. He didn't think that he had the power to end slavery. He knew that needed an amendment to the Constitution, which, of course, became the 13th Amendment. For those who have seen the film Lincoln, it's
right.
a great civics lesson
yep,
on how
yep,
that
that's
happened.
That's a great film. Hey, Ken, I want to ask you about the Chinese. I was in a Chinese restaurant this week, and I wish the Chinese lady, the lady who runs this restaurant, is from China, and I said Happy New Year, but tell me about. But this is not your New Year, is it? She said, "Oh no, January 31st, and it's the year of the horse. So in a month, the Chinese will celebrate their New Year's, and it's the year of the horse coming up. What do you think, Ken?"
Well, there's a lot of confusion with Americans So we're used to our calendar of 12 months and different dates, and it's sometimes very confusing. Of course, the Chinese calendar, a very ancient calendar, as well as the Hebrew calendar and, and other calendars, are lunar calendars, basically, as opposed
to
the...
And so no dates basically no dates are fixed because...
The dates are much less fixed than our holiday dates because they relate to the phases of the moon.
Right, Passover in Judaism moves around, Ramadan in the Islamic faith moves around, et cetera.
This year, in fact, we had Hanukkah celebrated at Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving came very late, Hanukkah came very early.
And here's a lunar, interesting lunar fact. I'm sure you know this, you may have actually been the one who determined this. It hasn't happened in 100 or so years like that, but it won't happen again for like 70,000 years. That's weird, isn't it?
That is very weird, and that's partly a account of the fact that Thanksgiving, like Hanukkah, isn't a fixed date. It's a it's a date that moves around on our calendar. So it was a very, very unusual occurrence.
So we got lots of things like that. Ken, we're almost out of time. Your last thoughts on New Year's Day.
Well, first of all, it's a big one, and if you're a college football fan, of course, the whole bowl game tradition goes back to 100 years ago,
the Rose Bowl,
and they still call it the granddaddy of them all.
Mm-hmm.
Really came out of a festival that celebrated the orange crop in that part of the world, and prior to the Rose Bowl, they used to have to celebrate the day with chariot races. I don't know how they got chariot races in Southern California. but for some reason, those have gone the way of the horseshoe.
Exactly. Hey, Ken, KennethCDavis.com, right?
That's right. I'm sorry. It's don'tknowmuch.com.
Don'tknowmuch.com is the website.
Don'tknowmuch.com.
Check it out, and Ken's books are wherever books are. Hey, Ken, Happy New Year. Come back soon.
Happy New Year to you, Jim. We'll talk down the line.
See you later. Quick.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.